The FDA announced this week that it's looking to ban menthol cigarettes and to limit teens' access to flavored e-cigarettes like Juuls, with growing concerns over new tobacco use by young adults, some of it related to vaping. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, we know the FDA has been concerned about these e-cigarettes with flavors like mango and cream for a while. Teen smoking rates have fallen 36% over the last two decades, but e-cigarette use is up 77%. So first, tell us more about what the new restrictions on e-cigarettes would be.
Well, it really goes to, as you said, the flavored products. The FDA is not actually banning the flavors, but they do want to restrict the sales of most types of these flavored products to specialized vaping stores that really check IDs and also online retailers who take efforts to verify a purchaser's age. Again, really just trying to keep them out of the hands of kids.
Well, but teens can end run that. And there was an expectation that the FDA was going to do a complete ban. Some Congress members sent out press releases praising this ban, which didn't happen.
It's really interesting. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb's statement on this is it's very personal and very detailed. And he discusses a sort of balancing act that the agency is trying to perform, because there's obviously reason to believe that e-cigarettes and vaporizers are helpful and less dangerous for adults who are trying to quit actual cigarettes. But what Gottlieb is worried about is that the prevalence of these devices, he's worried this will cause big chunks of the younger generations to get addicted to nicotine. And then obviously some will move on to more traditional and more dangerous cigarettes. So he's trying to really nip that trend in the bud.
Well, and the FDA does want to ban a third of the cigarettes that are sold in the U.S. These are menthols, and they've been trying to do this for years. The thinking is that they disproportionately harm African Americans, since 81% of African American smokers use them, only 29% of white smokers. And this people trace back to the 70s. We remember those menthol ads in African American neighborhoods, with slogans like "Cool ain't cold, Newport is." I mean, the African Americans were targeted by the sellers of menthol cigarettes. And some African American leaders are in favor of the NAACP, but the Reverend Al Sharpton spoke out against the ban. He said it's going to just produce another way for police to harass African Americans if they have menthols.
Right. And Gottlieb, again, is targeting this at children mostly. He's saying that the menthol serves to mask some of the sort of unattractive flavors of smoking that otherwise might discourage young kids from taking it up. And, you know, he believes from their study of the issue that it's one of the most common and pernicious routes by which kids begin smoking actual cigarettes. And he does actually address the racial issue specifically, saying that exactly what you're talking about, the exaggerated use among the African-American community really exacerbates disparity in health issues related to race and socioeconomic status. So he really is more or less siding with the NAACP, and he's trying to alleviate that issue to some degree.
Wait, interesting news from the FDA this week. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.